This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Yes, we're ready. It's another hour of the DJV program. Hi, Doug Steffen with my friends and neighbors, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, and Jay Kirshner. Yes, they are my neighbors. We are next to each other virtually. Right, ladies? We live in the same house, in fact, the same broadcast house. We've been building trust with each other over the years and with the audience. Kind of cool. I have in my team the utmost trust that they will fight for me no matter what. Unless they decide they don't want to, and then then all bets are off. But I'm betting for them. And we're going to bet on the U.S. Army. No greenhouse gas emissions in any vehicle. So that means you're going to have electric tanks, right? No greenhouse gases by 2050. So is that, what else do we have? We have Humvees that are powered by electric motors. Let's see, Jeeps. Is that all electric non-tactical vehicles? Oh, I see. That's what non-tactical. There's not going to be an electric motor in the tank. But I bet that some wild-eyed, crazed person that's thinks they're into the environmental movement is probably going to object, and they're going to somebody in Congress will demand that we have electric-powered everything. Right, soon enough, there are people trying to work on an electric-powered plane. How about that, boys and girls, when it runs out of a charge?
Yeah, Boeing made a, I think it was Boeing, right, who made a huge investment into that.
Yeah, right.
I think it's great. I feel like everything gets pushed too far. Mm-hmm. I think it's our duty to be responsible, but I also think it's people who embrace climate change like a religion that are kind of behind why we are in this situation now with Russia and Ukraine. Yeah. And it's like, it's everything. It's be more responsible, but let's also not lose focus that there are multiple issues impacting us, not just one.
Yeah, the whole business has not been thought through, I don't think, anyway. But we'll see what happens. Shake it out and see what happens. Are you a fan? I asked this collectively of Ted Lasso. I think everybody here loves Ted Lasso, right?
I don't know. I think I'm the only one who's actually seen it. It's amazing.
I've seen an episode or two, and it was cute. I would like to go back to it. Yeah.
Right. I like the lady who's the lead. I think
she won. That's Hannah Waddingham. I think she won at the Brit Awards last night for that role.
She
won the Emmy. Yeah, she's amazing. Everyone is. It's really hard to pick apart the cast because it's just such an incredible cast, and the story is, it's like every episode, it tugs at the heartstrings, but it also makes you laugh, and it's rare to find a show like that. Schitt's Creek was the last show that I laughed and cried in almost every episode, and Ted Lasso gives me those vibes. It fills that void.
So why are they taking so long to go from one season to the next?
They film in England, and they film in, I forget what stadium it is that they use, what arena, but apparently because of COVID, they were just held up and they couldn't film in any of the arenas, which is a huge setting for the show. Mm-hmm. So, this is a bummer. They put out episodes in, I want to say October.
Yeah.
2021, and then now it's going to be maybe 2023 before we get season three.
So is Jack Ryan, is there another episode, another series, a season of that? I think that was well done.
Is that the John Krasinski one?
Yeah, right.
Yeah, he was just spotted not that long ago filming, I think in D.C. So they're filming new episodes, yeah.
That's a very well done. He and the black actor who's been in Chicago PD and a lot of other things, Wilman, I don't know, he's very good anyway. That's a good show, too. There's so many places to go, so many choices. You know, you wonder what, here's a new reality series that's coming to CBS called Beyond the Edge. The celebrities are going to be in it, thrown into the jungles of Panama, where they'll take on various adventures, challenges, and games. Who cares?
And who are the celebrities in a jungle, everyone cares.
A lot of people.
Really?
Yeah, a lot of people will care about it.
But are they going to be real celebrities? Are they going to be the celebrities?
The typical ones
up?
That would go on a reality show.
Yeah. Well, from the country world, Lauren Elena, she's a pretty big country singer. Yeah. I don't know who Craig Morgan is, but I'm assuming he's big.
Who's
another big country singer.
Is he?
Ray Lewis. Ray Lewis, who's Super Bowl MVP. Mike Singletary from the NFL. Meta World Peace from the NBA, who loves, he was also a Big Brother. He loves reality shows. Paulina Porizkova, Doug. Supermodel Paulina Porizkova. She's making a comeback to TV. She's looking hotter than ever, so she's on it.
Really?
Jodie Sweetin from Full House. Ebony Williams from The Real Housewives of New York. And the actual former bachelor, Colton Underwood. Is he the one who came out as gay?
Gay. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I mean, it's a pretty, in the reality world, it's a pretty big cast.
I'd watch it. I've been watching Big Brother, and I saw the ads for this, and I'm like, what? And my mom saw them, too. She's like, what are we going to do? What? So we're going to watch, I think.
What?
And this is the first time I've ever watched Big Brother in, like, how many years? I don't know. We're both into it. Both my mom and I are into it, so.
Mm-hmm. All right, so then, speaking of country music, Lady A used to be Lady Antebellum, right?
Mm-hmm.
They had been sued by a lady named Anita White, who was Lady A. So there were two Lady A's. This went back a couple of years.
Well, they changed it because they thought Antebellum was racist because of the Antebellum
Civil
mansions.
War
and so then
slavery.
They changed it to Lady A, which is what a lot of people would call them anyway, and turns out there is a Lady A, so they had to get into a legal battle with her.
What did they do? What they?
Some sort of settlement has been reached because both parties.
One's going to pay the other one off?
Sounds like it. Sounds like it. I'm guessing Lady Antebellum, that Lady A, is probably going to be paying Anita White for a while. Yeah.
I'm pretty sure it's not going to be vice versa. That's
where does Anita White go? And what is she? I never heard of her before anyway.
I think apparently Lady A minus.
Lady A minus. There you go. What was that, Jay?
Oh, I was saying, I think she's going to make out okay with this, though.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Well, listen. Good for her. At least we know who she is now. Speaking of knowing who somebody is, Chelsea Handler has canceled a number of comedy shows because of a health. This was. It's not COVID related. So what's wrong with her? She was in
a
hospital bed
said,
video.
Yeah, she was in the hospital. She had heart monitors taped to her chest as she was telling, you know, everybody, I'm so sorry, I've got to cancel the next couple of shows. And then she made a comment that for the next few weeks, she's just going to be at home resting. So I don't know if it was like a heart scare or if it was something else. But then she and her boyfriend were on yesterday. He was filming something and they made a comment that would maybe think it was a kidney infection, so I'm not really sure.
Does she take care of herself? She's kind of a party girl. She do drugs and stuff. Is she okay when it?
I think she recently just did like a dry January, but she smokes weed or takes edibles, but she's not like into hard drugs. Yeah. But she's vocal about cannabis. She's a big supporter.
Jennifer Aniston uses a lot of it. She doesn't talk about it, right?
Been the rumor. I don't want to get sued. That has been the rumor on Jenny Ann for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
That she is a, you know, like a hippie stoner chick.
A hippie stoner chick.
Yeah,
that'd be
but like she's
your mother
never.
Would say.
Yeah, well, but no one has. She's never. I don't believe that she's ever addressed it. Let's put it that way.
Okay. All right. By the way, the CBS show that had the Super Bowl ads, the focus on Super Bowl ads, played the whole ad that Arnold Schwarzenegger and not Selena Gomez. Where did it go? The Spanish actress that everybody likes. Hayek? Yeah, Selma Hayek. Right. Yeah. So, and it is very good. You'll look forward to that when you watch the game this weekend. So I don't know, that came into my mind when I looked at the story about Coldplay and Selena Gomez with a new music video. The single is called Let Somebody Go. And I wonder what we think about this. I've always been a fan of Coldplay for whatever the reason. I like Chris Martin. Do we know anything more about this than why was the attraction
really cool.
of them? Had they worked together before?
No.
Or this is the first time they came together?
This is the first time, and it was pretty surprising because their music is so different. But, yeah, the video, it's a really beautiful ballad. And the video is cinematic. It's gorgeous.
Don't we need more ballads, generally speaking? What do you mean, no?
No.
What do you mean, no?
No, slow jams are not my jam.
I mean, it's a funky stuff. It's a beautiful song, but it is definitely kind of a downer. I mean, it's, you know, two people who they thought they would never break up, and they're broken up, and, you know, it's...
Okay.
Yeah, it's a little bit of a downer of a song.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, you got to get something to, like, bring you up a little bit. Yeah.
If you want to be happy for the rest of your life and never make a pretty woman your wife. So from my personal point of view, get an ugly girl to marry you. Is that the kind of stuff you like, Jay? Huh? That's a 1950s song. What's wrong with that? The DJV download every single day, focusing on recently the Kardashians, for example. And we talk about China and the trade information that they're stealing from Motorola in a recent DJV download. We also have Robert Irwin, who is the son of Steve Irwin, getting chased around by a 12-foot crocodile. There's a visualization. Most of the download stuff we do is a sort of visualization attached to it. The focus on Kim and Kanye getting uglier, that was a discussion topic recently, and the happiest places on earth. That's a great conversation. So all of this and more every day on the DJV download. I think I celebrated when the ISIS leader blew himself up. That was kind of an upbeat conversation. And then the lady from California, the professor, talking about China and how wonderful it is, Yucca Bunga. So anyway, follow us at DJV Show on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. You can listen to the podcast every day, the full show, in fact, all day every day at djvshow.com, and the podcast as well, wherever you get your podcasts, like Apple, et cetera, et cetera. djvshow.com.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exogen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exogen.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
Angie List is now Angie, your home for everything home. With Angie, you could cross your next project off your to-do list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need and we'll handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. Or browse reviews, compare quotes from pros, and connect instantly, all for free. For everything from routine maintenance to a dream remodel. Because however you want your project done, we'll get it done. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's ANGI.com to get started.
If you're taking a calcium supplement, it's probably not doing what you think it is. That's because you still lose bone density with traditional calcium supplements. That's where calcium from algae comes in. Algae Cal Plus doesn't just stop bone loss. It's the only supplement ever shown to increase bone density in clinical studies. That's right. Algae Cal Plus increases bone density, even if you're in your 80s. That's because your bones need more than just calcium and vitamin D to stay strong. There are actually 13 minerals and 3 vitamins needed to build healthy new bone. And Algae Cal Plus contains all of them, and it's proudly made in the USA. Your calcium doesn't increase bone density. Algae Cal Plus does. Talk to one of our bone health consultants today and see how Algae Cal Plus can start increasing your bone density. Call now.
800-397-6805. 800-397-6805. 800-397-6805. That's 800-397-6805.
What? What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
The American Family Farmer Podcast.
Matt Caresco from the Farmer's Footprint.
Everyone's starting to talk about regenerative ag. They're starting to talk about nutrient density. They're starting to talk about restoring the carbon cycle. I think this is something that consumers are ultimately going to expect and require. And I think that's going to be advantageous for the farmer who's going to ultimately shift their practices and methods to meet with the consumer demands.
Get the podcast at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's 23 after the hour. Let's find out what's going on in social media, shall we? Jay Kirshner with Victoria Keith and Jay Horn. Jay Horn, that's her email address. I almost said your
better Jay Horn address. Than Jay Ho.
Yes,
that's true. Although that's right. What my friends call me, so.
Nice. Great friends. All right, so Jay, Olympics again. Why aren't we getting, I guess, the question here a lot of people are asking with good reason, where are the medals? A panda? Huh?
Yeah, the stuffed animal. Well, that's what a lot of people are wondering. And this isn't the first time. In the 2018 Olympics, some athletes received a mascot. 2016 Olympics in Rio, they received logo figurines. And it's just that's just the way they do some of the stuff. Some of the sports, the athletes get the medal right then and there at the venue. Others, they get the medal at a award ceremony. So the ones that are getting their medal later at the award ceremony, they're getting that stuffed panda.
If they can do medals for some, I think medals need to be presented at the same time for everyone.
Yeah.
I mean, that's...
Either that or just give a pizza to everybody. That's
it. You win your event and you want to get that medal around your neck, like, immediately. That's just, I don't know. That's a bummer.
All right. Adele is engaged. Yes or no? Well, true or false?
Speculation rumors that she ignited by wearing a giant ice skating rink on a very specific finger on her left hand at the Brit Awards. So everybody's kind of wondering, like, hey, is that just part of her outfit, or why pick that finger? Did she just kind of low-key announce her engagement? So we're all waiting to find out
if somebody's going to say
something about it.
I just hope she doesn't go off the deep end. There are a lot of people who are upset because she canceled Vegas, because she's getting to be too much of a of a star? Is that really true?
No, she's
how
just
do you
a perfectionist,
know?
And she always has been. I watched something. It was a performance years ago, and she was talking about how much anxiety she had before going on stage and how she had stage fright. She just wants everything to be perfect. And then once her performance was over, she just fell apart. She was just bawling because she was just so emotional and so thankful for everything.
Yeah. Well, I hope that's where, I think that's what we love about her, her humanness, right? Isn't that really kind of what we like? Not only she got a great voice, but we like that human side of her. And then there's, let's see here, what is the story behind, all of the fevered attention to Alec Baldwin going to film a new movie, and whether he actually, what do you suppose it feels like for him? Yeah. Never mind what it feels like for the people he's working with.
He said it feels very strange.
Yeah.
And he even acknowledged that with the independent film they were doing, and a lot of the people who were working on it were newer to their craft, and people probably weren't as educated in what their jobs were, and... Yeah.
Once again, if I was Alec Baldwin's attorney, I would say, shut up. Stop adding to this. You're saying
it's
things
impossible.
That now mm-hmm. that are, yeah, I mean, he's just, he cannot help himself. It's like,
like
the roadside.
Well,
it's
he doesn't
blame
like
game.
Trump, he's just like Trump.
But it's the blame game.
Can't help
he has to focus blame elsewhere, so it's not on him. And so now he's talking about the people who are hired on for the film that are just early in their career.
Meaning they don't know what they're doing is what he's saying.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's just, I still think he's getting into dangerous territory.
It's 97 Minutes, the name of the movie. It's supposedly an air disaster thriller. Okay. Well, let's see what happens with that. 28 after the hour, you're around what's happening here on the DJV program.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exogen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exogen.
Today on Hey Culligan, Smart Home, Smarter Water Softener. Here's Kevin.
Hey Culligan, can a smart water softener lift those heavy salt bags for me?
Kevin, it can.
Wait, it can?
Yep, the smart high-efficiency water softener from Culligan can alert your dealer when the salt needs to be replaced, and they'll do it for you, so your water stays soft and you stay away from lifting the bags.
I mean, I could lift them if I wanted.
No judgment here, Kevin. We're happy to do it, and we're already on the way. Let us help you out with a free in-home water test with the local Culligan water expert at Culligan.com.
This week on RVER, sponsored by Progressive Insurance.
Hey, Chief, we got a damaged RV on its way to the OR.
Well, that sounds like a job for the new head of RV surgery.
Wait, are you promoting me?
Congrats, Martinez.
That RV's flatlining!
Well, that sounds like a job for the new head of nursing.
So you're just promoting everyone now?
Yeah, kind of looks that way, doesn't it?
When your RV really needs saving, Progressive has you covered. See if you could save with a leader in RV insurance. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, covered subject to policy terms.
Have you wanted to speak a new language but thought it'd be too difficult or take too much time? Then try Babbel. In just 15 minutes a day, Babbel teaches you conversations that you will actually use. With 14 languages and lesson topics like travel, business, relationships, and more, you'll learn what matters most to you. Babbel. Language for life. Learn a new language with ease. Go to Babbel.com to try for free. That's Babbel.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
After a closed-door briefing on Wednesday, senators raised concerns about Iran's nuclear program and the small amount of time it would take to attain a nuclear weapon. Senator Chris Murphy, the Democrat from Connecticut.
And it is absolutely imperative that the United States Senate provide this administration with the support it needs to effectuate an agreement.
Republican Senator James Reach from Idaho said, "You're just not dealing with people who want to be reasonable," end quote. Tesla is being sued in California over allegations of systemic racial discrimination. A state regulatory agency announced late Wednesday. Tesla said ahead of the lawsuit that such an action was misguided. Bob Saget's cause of death has been discovered. The family revealed an official report saying Saget accidentally hit the back of his head on something, thought nothing of it, and went to sleep. USA Radio News.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
A pilot program that aims to put illegals under house arrest is receiving pushback.
The Biden administration is putting hundreds of illegal immigrants under house arrest in a test program aimed at slashing costs amid the soaring number of crossings at the U.S.-Mexico border. The home curfew pilot program in Baltimore and Houston would include 100 to 200 single adults in each location. Arizona Attorney General Mark Brnovich says this program will be costing you money.
It's obvious that the Biden administration is systematically trying to not only dismantle ICE, but essentially eliminate our entire southern border. The taxpayers are going to subsidize this progressive left social experiment, and unfortunately, it's going to be all of us are going to pay the cost in increased crime, in increased drug addiction, and really destruction in our inner cities.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
A blockade of the bridge between Canada and Detroit by protesters demanding an end to Canada's COVID-19 restrictions has forced the shutdown of a Ford plant. Canada-bound traffic was halted at the Ambassador Bridge between Detroit and Windsor, Ontario, while U.S.-bound traffic was still moving. Ford says parts shortages forced it to shut down its engine plant in Windsor and to run an assembly plant in Oakville, Ontario, on a reduced schedule. The blockade also disrupted operations at a GM factory near Lansing, Michigan. For USA Radio News, I'm Katie Lewis.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
DJV Health Podcast with Dr. Ken Kronhaus.
Everybody's going to eventually get Omicron in some way. Either you're going to know it or not. But before Omicron goes away, just about every person, and the former head of the FDA said this before testimony in front of Congress in the last several days, everybody in the country is going to get Omicron, whether they know it or not.
All DJV Health Podcasts can be found at djvhealthshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Now, 34 at the hour, this is the DJV program. Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horan, Victoria Keelan, Jay Kirshner. Only when we are no longer afraid do we begin to live. How many people live their lives based on fear? Ladies, you know people who do that? You do it?
Everybody does right now.
COVID made everybody afraid on some level, right?
Yeah.
Whether you were afraid for yourself or just afraid for your, you know, older relatives or kids, mm-hmm. whatever. Mm. Yeah, it made people very worried.
Okay. Do you think that Stacey Abrams is really sorry for the maskless photo of her with the school children? She's running for governor.
I think she's sorry for getting caught, kind of like everybody that's been caught.
Yeah.
I didn't see the picture. Are the kids wearing masks?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. And apparently, at first, they said, well, it was just when she was speaking. But then, of course, the picture shows she was maskless the whole time. And orders were that everybody, including the kids around her, had to be masked for her to do this speaking engagement.
What is it? I don't know. I see that kind of stuff, and hypocrisy reigns supreme. Starbucks has fired some people at work in Memphis because they were trying to unionize. I thought Starbucks did get unionized.
There's one Starbucks store. Yeah, there's one. I feel like it's in New England. There was just one store that went full unionized. Yeah.
So here's the shocker. The union is accusing Starbucks of retaliating. Really? You think that's what's going on? Come on. Well, they would never do that. The big companies, they love unions. Starbucks says the workers allowed at least one media representative inside the store after hours for an interview. So that's what they're upset. That's what they say they're upset. They just don't want unions. Unions are... I guess my question would be, if I were working at Starbucks, would I want to join a union? I belonged to 7 unions in my life. I didn't like any of them because all I thought they did was take money from me and not really do what they said they were going to do.
I guess
that's just my experience.
What's the point for a union at Starbucks?
Yeah, I think that's the question.
Yeah, like what are the benefits? Are they going to get health insurance out of it? Because Starbucks already offers that. And I mean, as far as an institution goes, Starbucks usually gets pretty good ratings,
yeah.
You know, and good feedback from employees because they pay them a higher wage. They have all kinds of, you know, even if you're working part time, you can still get benefits, which is almost unheard of. If you're not a full time employee, you know, you usually have to be full time in order to get benefits. But Starbucks does that for part time people. So I don't know. I don't know what they think they're going to get from being unionized, what the benefits are. I haven't heard anyone say.
I'm flabbergasted in this day and age why almost anybody would want to be unionized, because they don't. In the days when the union movement was necessary, which was when it started in the 30s, the sweatshops, the things that were appalling, you don't see that stuff around now. And so it just becomes union organizers trying to justify their jobs. Let's go see who we can unionize. When I was running WEEI in Boston in the mid 80s, it was the most heavily unionized station in the city. I got along fine most of the time with the people that were working for me. I had to fire a couple of people, and the union threatened to go out on strike. And I remember the union boss, who became a friend of mine, who was a newsman, been a newsman in Boston for 40-some-odd years, he came in and said, "We're at war." I looked at him, I said, "What do you mean we're at war? What is that supposed to mean?" "We don't like you anymore." I said, "Really? When did you like me?" He says, "I liked you in the beginning." "Well, that was because I was doing everything that you wanted me to do. Now, I'm not doing everything that you want me to do." The guys were feather-bedding. They were working 4.5 hours a day and getting paid for 8. I said to him, "Come on, Rod, this is foolish. This isn't going to happen."
Well, and that's kind of the thing. Like, I don't, you know, as being a member of AFTRA for a while when I needed to be, when I was on, you know, other terrestrial stations that were union shops,
right.
You know, I just found that in a couple of cases, especially one, there was this total creep that we worked with who had all kinds of disciplinary issues. He should have been fired. He was a total disruption to everyone, sexually harassed women, and, like, the union protected his job. And that was my first and only real experience with unions, and it really left a bad taste in my mouth.
Look what they do with the teachers, like in Los Angeles. Good God.
Protecting bad
that
teachers
guy
get protected, right?
Poop in his, in the, or
it
was it? Was
not
it?
Poop. It was other bodily fluid that he fed to kids on crackers, and the union protected him. And look at all the police. I'm very against a lot of the police unions have handled so many of these cases of people being shot
badly.
It's just, I don't know. It's
so
I understand the need for unions, but I also can see the critiques of it too.
Right.
At least when you come to police, like, one of the reasons that unions existed was for legal representation, but so oftentimes people get it individually on their own. The police union might be the only example of at least them providing, you know, legal fees and legal coverage, whether or not you agree with it or whatever, that could be another discussion, but at least that's something that's a service that's given back to somebody for their dues.
Hmm.
Can we go back to the story, the mistake, Ms. Abrams? Isn't it time, maybe looking at it this way, so she's a hypocrite. But at some point, I see even New York State has been high on indoor mask mandates, is dropping it. it's time to get away from that. So if, you know, they either
but
you don't
the argument now is, are they dropping it because a bunch of people have been caught on camera without masks on, or are they really
dropping, well,
using air quotes following the science?
It's not necessary anymore.
I mean, you've got New York and California who are dropping indoor mask mandates, but then you have them still requiring it at school. So,
yeah, and that's and you said something, Jen, too, that a lot of people don't realize. Unless every kid is wearing an N95 mask, it's not doing anything.
Not doing anything anyway.
So, yeah, I mean, if you're going to make the rule, you got to do it the right way.
There are three or four new polls this week that show dramatic desire on the part of Americans to go back to normal. The virus worries are dissipating. No more masks. You want to get a shot, get a shot. Vaccinations, yeah, that's all great. But let's keep moving. Let's move on. We've ruined enough of the landscape. I thought it was interesting to see how things have changed in restaurants. We all know the average. We know that the prices have gone up. Now, what I want to know is, because prices are up in restaurants, is that why Americans are tipping more in restaurants? Because the bill is higher, or do they just feel like helping out the people who are waiters, waitresses, busboys, whatever?
I think it's both.
Is it? Okay.
Sure. Well, if your overall bill, if you're going to tip 20% on dinner and your overall bill is more, then yes, you're going to be tipping more. And they're keeping, you know, the POS companies are, you know, they keep track of stuff like that. So, yeah, but I also think that some people who didn't spend money on vacations and other or on, you know, other things that they would have done during the pandemic, I think, you know, people have a lot of some people have a lot of savings that they've accumulated, and they're maybe more generous and know how hard it's been for the restaurant industry to stay in business and to keep good people. So I think rewarding good service with a hefty tip is very appropriate, especially right now where service is very spotty.
Does it bother you when you get into a cab, for example, and if you're going to pay with a credit card before you get the final bill, there's a question on the screen, you want to tip 15%, 20%? I don't want somebody prompting me so that I feel like I have to give a tip.
Well, good luck, because that's how everybody... I mean,
all of them have the 15-20.
Yeah, you can't even go, I mean, even, I don't think Starbucks does it, but like Panera, if you're walking into, and I know, Doug, you like Panera, so do I.
I do.
So, but
yeah.
When you go in to get takeout, like, why am I tipping? You
yeah.
know?
It's, hello. Yeah, yeah, thank you. Yeah.
Now, if I get takeout from a restaurant, the hostess has been working to put together the takeout order for me, so I always tip for that. But, like, I'm sorry, but if I go to Panera, it's like, why would you tip at McDonald's, too? You know, it doesn't make sense.
All right, applications open until February 18th, which is a week from Friday, to live rent-free in Sicily for a year in an Airbnb. Anybody want to do that? Raise your hand, please.
This is a great deal.
That sounds awesome.
Yeah.
I know.
Airbnb refurbished an old house in a Sicilian town. They want a candidate willing to take up residence there for a year without having to pay any rent. So what's the catch? You got to have. There's got to be a catch to this.
Oh, you're hosting. You're the host.
Yeah, right. Okay.
So you're allowed to pick who
yes.
gets to stay in the Airbnb. And, yeah, and that's the only thing. But the thing is, you also get to keep the money. So if you're hosting, I think they want you to do like 6 or 9 months or something out of the year total. So, and you can bring your family to also stay free of charge, and you get to keep all the money that you bring in as
okay,
an Airbnb
can we do
host.
This? Can I do this program over there?
Why not? I think would the time difference
sure.
work in your favor?
Yeah, yeah.
Probably would,
life.
Right?
Yeah, I'd be doing the program. Let's see, it would be there's a
4 in the afternoon.
Yeah, 4. Okay, that's all right.
But you'd have to play like, you know, the B&B host. You've got to do that part.
I'm a good host, as long as I don't have to do it too long or too much. Now, hi, how are you doing? Everything fine? What can I do to help you?
Right.
See you later. I'm going
to
the beach.
How most Airbnb people want it. I mean, I don't even want to see anybody that I rent from.
No. All right, so anyway, you got to be over the age of 18. You got to file the application by the 18th. You got to be able to move by June 30th. The winner is free to come and go as you want. You have to commit to living in the house for at least 3 consecutive months. Got to promise to host Airbnb guests for a minimum of 9 months. So that's the deal. Again, applications open to live free in Sicily. The application is open until the 18th of February. Okay. I'd take a shot. I mean, if things weren't so chaotic in my life and I wasn't doing so much stuff, I would do that. I think Italy's a fabulous country. But it's also beautiful. The mountains, the Italians are just... I find them to be very unique. Speaking of unique, Snoop Dogg is going to start a new podcast, or he's working on... I didn't realize there were scripted podcasts.
Yeah.
This is a Shondaland podcast. Yep. Shondaland Audio. Who's Dylan Brown? I don't know. It's the podcast called Hashtag Matter, presented by Shondaland. Let's see. The series tells the story of a man who witnesses his son's beating by police. Do we need another one of these? What do we need another beat up on the police thing for? I don't get
it. Wait, beat up on the police? What do you mean?
No, this is another take a shot at the police, it seems to me. His teenage son is beaten up by police, and he ends up barricaded in a restaurant with one of the officers.
Be a setup for a really interesting story.
Well, here's what I think of when I look at this. For those of you, and there's nobody among this group of three, but I'm sure there are plenty of people listening, I remember old-time radio.
That's what it is.
Serials. It sounds like to me. This is like old-time radio.
Yeah, it is. It's storytelling and podcasting. It's becoming very popular. People love it.
So isn't it, what do we call the old, I think I should start a company and revive all the old westerns and stuff that were on the radio and
radio
put them
drama.
In a podcast. Huh?
Radio.
Yeah. Don't you do that on CRN? Jennifer, don't you have some of the old-time radio on CRN?
We used to a long time ago, but no, we don't anymore.
Okay, time to revive that. 47 after the hour.
Rob tried to manage his constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating day after day. After realizing it was irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C, he found another way and finally said yes to adding Linzess.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
How long does it take to tackle a home project? With Angie, you could cross it off your list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need. Indoor or outdoor, repair or redesign, and we handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. You don't have to lift a finger, except to tap the screen or click the mouse. Plus, Angie is free to use. So bring us your next home project, and we'll bring it home. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's ANGI.com to get started.
Water stains on the shower glass. Try rubbing some shaving cream on.
Tyler's cleaning crew knows every housekeeping trick in the book.
Handling timesheets now.
But they need a proper bookkeeper to keep finances tidy.
New equipment is a business expense, right?
Indeed can help them hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. InstantMatch instantly connects you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Anyone can fall victim to moving fraud. Know your rights and responsibilities.
There was never really a valid contract.
Movers must always give written estimates.
I was bound to an estimate, but it was after the fact.
Be sure that any document is complete before signing it, and that it includes information to determine the final charges.
It was a version that I had not seen before.
Visit protectyourmove.gov to download a free moving fraud prevention guide. Search for registered movers and view their complaint histories. Move with confidence.
I need to pay my taxes. What are my payment options?
The IRS has several options for paying your taxes. You can pay with IRS Direct Pay, a debit or credit card, or with an electronic funds withdrawal when you e-file your return. If you can't pay the full amount, consider paying over time with an online payment agreement or our Offer in Compromise program. Both tools are available on IRS.gov. Go to IRS.gov/payment to find an option that is best suited for you.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Three past the hour now on the DJV program. Time for our bi-weekly visit from astrologer and connector, if you will. This is the spiritual world connecting to the astrological world through the mind of a noted California astrologer, Maria Francesca Trilogy, who's here on the DJV program to look at the forecast for the next week or so. And she has gotten to know the planets and that's what it's all about, right? It's kind of like, and that's what it's all about. It's understanding the planets and people who you've spent 30 some odd years studying all of this stuff, how the planets refer back, I guess, to the sun. I've tried to understand a lot of it. You've taught me a lot. So, in the teaching department, the teaching mode, what do we have in store for us for the next week or so?
It is going to be a wonderful week because it is the week of Valentine's Day. Ooh. And of course we all know how lovely that is. It is the love, we should be lovely, loving every day, but for Valentine's Day is the love day of the year. And that falls on Monday, the 14th. And the moon is going to be in the sign of Leo. So please, everyone who is doing anything for anyone, whether it's a family member, a lover, a neighbor, whatever you're doing, make sure that whatever you do, grand gesture, small offering, it comes from the heart. Because Leo, the sign of Leo, needs to be appreciated and told how lovely they are. And so this is a great day to do that. As the week goes on, we go to, here's another biggie for the week. Wednesday, we have a big, fat, full moon in the sign of Leo again. So 2 days later, we're still in, the moon is traveling still through Leo. And this full moon, this is going to be a day to express yourself loud and clear, because this is, Leo is the lion who, of course, can really express loudly. So do it with compassion and kindness, whatever it is you're sharing. And be aware that Leos, again, are very sensitive, can get their feelings hurt. So be careful how you express whatever you need to say during this full moon experience. And then we have one more as we head into end of the week on Friday. The sun, which travels to a new sign every 29 to 30 days. On Friday, the sun will travel to the sign of Pisces. So get ready for quite of what I call an emotional weekend, because that's what Pisces is. Pisces is a water sign. So for the next month, we are going to flow, hopefully, into a new, different kind of expression of self. When the sun is in Pisces, it is one where we are more connected to each other emotionally. This is when we want to get out into nature. So I've used the word emotions a lot, expressing what is coming up for the week, starting with the 14th, going into the following Sunday. So just be aware, do what we have to do, and hopefully we're coming to the end of whatever this COVID experience has been, not completely the end, but we are getting closer.
It's much better. You can see the mask mandates going away.
And I'm so excited for people. We're so ready for this.
And it plays into a lot of the things that you have talked about, frankly, and I think that people paying attention. I know it's confusing some. I get notes from people that say, well, it's so confusing. I don't understand with the moon and the stars and what Pisces goes into Virgo or whatever it is. But it just is the outcomes are what you're interested in. And that's what Maria, I think, has highlighted here, the outcome of the impact, if you will, of where the planets are and how things are going to be for the next week or so. That's what you pay attention to. You can check out Maria SMB Works at earthling.net is a way to connect with her, astrologer for your life at Gmail. You can dial her up at 310-548-1338. Whatever it is, it's good. When it comes from Maria, it's good. I'm a testimonial to that. So thank you, Maria, for being here. Maria Francesca Trilogy, looking forward here on the DJV Show, 59 past the hour.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.